let the drama kick, the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die.
Yo, it's the Big Three Rollout.
This Kev?
Oh, shit, I did it again. My bad, bro.
Fuck, leave
this
it.
This is the third or fourth time.
Leave it.
Fucked up the intro.
Yeah, leave it. It's Silk.
This Kev.
Newberg, I can't believe I'm doing this show.
Oh, shit. How y'all feeling, baby? Obviously,
good,
the fish is in the L.
Got a 3-day work week.
Big Kush. Hey, Kev, man, I want to wish you a happy birthday. How was your day?
Good, man. Good.
Puts up in the air, dog. Nigga,
38.
38?
Wow.
32.
Oh, you look 38. Same when I thing, saw you in that video after the Canes win. You looked about 38.
Bro, that video got out. Man, I had to quit my job, dog. Now I'm back on the fucking weed eater, bro. It's fucked up.
So what'd you get for your birthday?
Just regular old wash shit, dog. Like a shirt, man. Like a new coffee mug. Like a nice one, though. Yeti. That'll keep the coffee warm all day. You know, shit like that, bro. Wash
you shit. Want coffee warm all day?
Nah, but I guess you could put ice in it and it could be cold all day. I don't fucking know. Nah, because I'm going to drink my coffee before I get to work. But, yeah, it's a nice cup.
Yeah, I got a Yeti cup, too, man. I think mine's like a bootleg. It don't say Yeti on it, so I don't know if it's Yeti, but that bitch works.
Yeah, mine's definitely a bootleg, dog. That shit don't say Yeti, but it's like one of those cups. Like,
you got the great value, Yeti. It's all good, though.
It keeps that shit hot or cold all day, whatever you want, right?
This is a great week for you, man. It's your birthday, plus Thanksgiving, plus Miami's 10-0. I mean, you are living life right now, Kev.
Yeah. Bro, this is my favorite week of the year every year, man. We play on Friday, so when the wife's out shopping, getting the kids.
Wait, y'all play on what?
Yeah, we play on Friday every year. We play Pitt ever since the Big East days, dog.
Oh, man. That's embarrassing.
Why?
On Friday?
Why?
Yeah, box office boys don't play on Fridays.
Nah, man. Yes.
Hey, Bert, y'all played on Friday, bro.
Nah, then we got an 8-day layoff before the ACC championship game, dog. So we're just chilling, bro. We're gonna play on Friday, Pitt. Hopefully, this shit ain't no trap game.
Hey, don't say it. Don't say that word.
We don't
say that word on this podcast anymore, Kev.
Shit, Friday at noon and shit. Fucking after Thanksgiving, right before ACC championship game. Now that's what a trap game is. It's in Pittsburgh, bro.
Thought you were a big fan, Kev.
Point, dog. It's in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh colder than a motherfucker, boy. I ain't going nowhere where it snows at.
Hey, did Santana Moss call you on your birthday?
I don't think he knows it's my birthday, dog. I'll call and remind his ass right. See if he sent me anything.
Oh, man. So what are y'all doing on Thanksgiving?
Big cushion there. I'm going to my in-law's house, bro. They're really, really, really be big cushion there.
Okay.
Oh, you going to Bud shit. I'm going to be out of town. I would have slid by, man, if I was at my mom's crib. Yeah, big cushion to have Bud there.
Yeah, we're going to
this ain't Bud Elliott, goddammit. Real Bud.
We're going to fry a couple turkeys, bro. You know, get all the good sides out and smoke, watch football, pass out, and wake up and eat some more and pass out.
You're going to eat some more on Friday and pass out? You better not pass out too long. The Canes come on at noon.
No, I'm gonna pass it. No, you don't pass out and wake up on Friday. You pass out at like.
Oh, I thought you said you're gonna wake up in the morning and eat
something. Nah, then you pass out about 3 o'clock on Thursday. You wake up about 7 o'clock on Thursday. Eat something.
Hey, Murr.
What's up?
You bring your hoes over to your mom's house on Thanksgiving?
No hoes on Thanksgiving. It's a
rule. Bring none of your chicks over. Never.
I have, yeah, but I.
You can't keep all these holidays with no hoes, bro.
Well, you know, you don't want to give off the wrong impression to be
so
to what. Well, I don't want to call them hoes, but you don't want to give these hoes the right impression.
The right impression.
The wrong impression. They're gonna get an impression either way, dog, because they're gonna find out if you don't call them. They're your side chick, and if you do call them, then yeah, they're getting the other wrong impression.
Mm. Yeah, no. If they bring depends what kind of sides they're bringing to the party.
So is you trying to say no black people?
Well, how did you take that from that?
I mean, sides, man.
I swear, you're trying to be a bigger victim than Kev lately.
No, I'm just saying, dog. Size is pretty, you know what I'm saying, dictated by, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, what's your favorite Thanksgiving Day side?
My favorite Thanksgiving Day side would have to be the yams, bro. Like,
what about you, Kev?
Because yams blend in good with everything. You eat the yams together with the mac and cheese, yam together with the collard green. Either way, yam with the turkey. Yam is like the flex, your flex position.
Yeah. I like, my wife makes this fucking Texas mac and cheese, bro. That shit, I eat the fuck out. Like, I get like a, like I use a spatula to get that shit out, dog. Like a big ass piece, and if the hot sauce gets on it from the turkey or the ham or the collards, it's all good.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's kind of like you can mix all that shit together if you had to. I don't, but if you had to, it wouldn't
be a bad thing. See, no. I don't know. Here's my thing. I don't know if mac and cheese is a traditional Thanksgiving Day side, and
yeah,
I say
that shit.
Right, like it wasn't there in the Pilgrim days. Like it ain't corn.
I don't give a fuck with the Pilgrim.
Ain't stuffing.
That's it's another thing.
This shit ain't about the Pilgrim, bro.
I feel like traditional Thanksgiving Day sides are those sides that we only eat on Thanksgiving.
That Pilgrim shit was racist, bro. I forgot I got to stay off Twitter on fucking Thanksgiving.
Hey,
I forgot how woke Kev is.
You only eat on Thanksgiving. What the fuck you only eat on Thanksgiving, dog?
Turkey. You eat turkey all year?
I ate turkey today, nigga, on a sandwich.
I'm talking about a fucking sandwich. I'm talking like sliced turkey. Like, you ate deli turkey. Not deli turkey. With all turkey, the preservatives.
I eat turkey legs every time I go to Disney, bro. I eat that shit all year round.
Or to a baseball game. That's turkey, bro.
I don't eat turkey, but on Thanksgiving.
What?
I have like a terrible life.
I don't have any turkey after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, get some hoes, bro. They cook for you, bro.
Y'all can have your turkey after Thanksgiving.
Turkey's fucking delicious, dog. You're not going to make turkey a bad thing. You fucked up pub subs. You ain't fucking up turkey and mac and cheese, man. That's what's not going to happen, dog.
Yeah,
I'm getting your ass off of here.
I'm kind of seeing a fucking trend here with Berg's fucking food takes.
I have elite food takes.
This shit is trash.
I have elite food takes. So there's no doubt. I don't think there's anybody on the timeline that eats better than I eat.
You went to a pizza joint and ate a salad, dog. I think that shit's questionable as fuck.
No, I got gutter Chinese on Christmas Day, bro.
I got pizza, too.
With no hoes. You eat gutter Chinese on Christmas with no hoes.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, that's why, because we eat turkey on Christmas, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
you don't eat Christmas. You don't do the Christmas thing.
I don't eat Christmas.
I almost forgot.
Are y'all coming over for Hanukkah?
I eat for all them 7 days of Hanukkah. What the hell y'all be eating? Y'all fast?
Latkes.
Oh, what? I like latkes. Latkes are good. They're like hash browns, dog.
Basically.
Oh, the little pancake shits, like the bread shits? That's what y'all call them? We call them shit potatoes.
But they fucking get weird with it and put like applesauce and shit on it.
Yeah,
of course
bro. Sour cream or
you eat that shit?
I told y'all my daughter was in the JCC last or 2 years ago. Though I went up.
Hold on, man. I'm trying to get culture, bro. How you eat yours, bro?
I prefer it with just some either just eat them raw or with some applesauce.
Raw.
I mean, like just with nothing on them.
Plain though.
Raw, like you said, raw.
You just eat a potato like an apple, bitch?
Yeah. I'm like, you just gonna bite the potato, bitch? Motherfucker's a savage.
You guys gotta come over for Hanukkah this year. What night? I'll book you.
What night you gonna come?
What's so, the big night?
I gotta ask my wife, man. It gotta be on the weekend though. I gotta work.
Okay. Well, it's 8 days, so it's definitely, you know, there's the weekends are covered.
Yeah, catch me on that Saturday, dog.
I got you. I'll pencil you in.
What's the big night? The first night or the eighth night?
Usually like the eighth night. Usually.
What night will you get your turnover chain?
Probably the eighth night because it's on layaway. So my parents a couple more days to pay it off. Oh, so hold on. Speaking of turnover chain, did you see that bullshit this week when Oregon broke out a turnover chain?
Yeah, bro. They got that shit from the middle of the mall, bro.
I lost a lot of respect for Willie Taggart this weekend.
Hey, don't you do that to Willie on here, bro.
Why not?
I just can't believe the players would be like, dog, let's not have that shit. Let's not do that.
How many people approve that? That's what I want to know. Like, how many people said, oh, yeah, that'll be a great idea. Let's do a turnover chain. And did you see it? Did you actually see what it looked like?
Yeah, like it came from the middle of the mall. That shit looked like
it's a literal chain.
When Dave's son made the macaroni necklace.
It came from my balls, man. He was in my balls, man.
He was in my balls. Holy shit, though. The macaroni necklace.
Like, I wonder if somebody ran that by Willie and was like, hey, Willie, you think this is a good idea? And he was just like, just gave him the thumbs up, you know?
Yeah, they ran it by Willie, but it was like the janitor in the hallway.
Yeah, I wonder, like, Bill
it wasn't Willie Taggart.
It wasn't Taggart. It was like Willie Jones.
Willie Jones.
Yeah, I thought that bitch would come back out because they've gotten like a lot of shit for that. Like, just on social media. I mean,
oh, they got dragged, and deservingly so. Deservingly so.
Like, I thought that bitch would come back out next week.
I don't think it will. I think it was pretty bad. They had a whole, you know, the moment thing on Twitter. Like, I clicked on Oregon getting Oregon's turnover chain, and like people were just killing them for it.
And that was a terrible idea, bro.
It was. It was. So, how you guys been doing this week? Short week. Kev's birthday. Silk, what do you got going on this week? You working?
I got two more days, man. One down, two to go. Just three-day work week, man. Big ball of shit going on, baby.
Let's ride. Well, we got PTO. A good show. We got two shows this week. Got a couple comedians, and we got some action coming. So, let's get Benji Brown on the show next. What do you guys say?
Let's go. Let's ride, baby.
All right, Benji, you're up. Yo, and we're back on the Big Three Roll-Up. We got our first guest of the evening. We have comedian Benji Brown making his return to the show. Benji, how'd you celebrate Florida State's fourth win of the season in November?
Oh, man, I didn't. I ain't celebrating at all. You know, so I'm just taking them as they come, man. I mean, damn. Took it for granted all, you know, the last close to 7-8 years of, 10-win seasons. It's easy to come by now. It was like a W, man. Shit.
Lost decade on deck. Lost decade 2.0, dog.
What do you think the wheels fell off at, Benji? What went wrong for you, man?
What went wrong is, you know, game one when, you know, 12 get hurt and then, you have a long layoff. You know, I think I went over this before. You have a 21-day layoff and then you have to rely on true freshmen at running back and quarterback. So, you know, it all came to a head this year, man, probably with some bad habits over the course of the last 3 years. You know what I'm saying? I think Dalvin helped to hide a lot of that, and people like leadership guys like DeMarcus Walker helped hide a lot. So when those guys gone, man, and now you get a new batch of guys. I mean, this young class, I think they're going to be the ones for the future. But this the upperclassmen, man, they've been bullshitting, hiding behind those stars. So it finally came out. Finally, it's here. Actually, yeah. I think it's a blessing in disguise.
Oh, why would you say that?
Yeah, I've been lying like that all year too.
No. It's because you can't hide. You can't hide no more. You can't hide behind those stars. It ain't no stars to hide behind. It ain't no right. star quarterback to hide behind. Now you got to deal with this shit. Finally, motherfucker got to deal with it and handle it accordingly. So, man, that's kind of the silver lining that we taking from, you know, this season, man, which is, you know, I can't wait. I feel like that racehorse that he ain't winning no more, take me out back, man. Take me out back. Blow my goddamn head off.
Well, it is 4-4 to state week, in case you didn't know. There's not is quite it? The buzz in the air that there normally is there, Benji?
You it's not, you know, but I think both teams are vying for
fighting four game winners, yeah. A pair of four games.
This will be Florida's last game, right?
Yeah. This is their last game.
Okay, so I think Florida has maybe a spoiler role to play. I mean, if you don't have anything to play for, and you know, I hope they just lay on down. Just give it to us, man. Damn, help us out. Donate to the cereal bowl.
Pause.
Donate to the cereal bowl foundation.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the game, man. I may pull up though, check it out, hang out, but I'm just there for the Chip Kelly. I'm there as a Chip Kelly representative and just get people on the same band. You know what I'm saying? How you feel about that news, bitch? We bring Chip to Gainesville. How you feel about that?
That's a done deal.
I signed the contract with him. Yeah, I'm a co-sign on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then if you signed it, if you say it's done, it's done.
Just done.
You know, I think he's a great one of the best offensive minds, and that's what Florida needs. I mean, you have to go after what you need. A guy who's going to possibly bring some electricity back on the offensive side. Florida always had a respectable defense. They put up some points, and people in SEC country shouldn't want to face them. I know I wouldn't want to face them, but, you know, hey, that kind of offense he run, he gets some Florida high school guys, he gets some Florida talent. It'll make what he had out there in Oregon look like trash.
Yeah, we bringing some speed and some explosive plays back to the swamp, man. But this ain't just about Florida, we bringing the bite, man. So how you think it's gonna play outside? How you think gonna play outside, man?
Saturday, I just think whoever cannot turn the ball over, man, the most. You know,
Florida State can do that pretty well.
They can turn it over the most, right?
Yeah, they both can.
Hey, we're going to have to just run that ball. Don't put Blackman in those situations. Play some tough defense. I think, you know, Jimbo's have, I think it worked out. The stars aligned. No one's saying nothing. But Randy Shannon taking over as interim head coach is just what Jimbo needs. I mean, that's just the perfect antidote. Randy Shannon is always
so he always comes through in the clutch for Florida State.
He always comes through when we need him. So you know, get that game over. I think some of them guys are gonna be ready. I mean, they're gonna play. It's pride on the, you know, play for pride. But I think by sometime in that third quarter, we can go ahead and start wrapping it up, and then, you know, just move on to UL Monroe and start getting some extra practices. Either way it goes, you know, I want to win more so to keep the streak over Florida alive more so than the bowl streak.
Keep the balance in the state.
Keep at least something.
That shit ain't finna matter. Hey, let me give you some information, bitch. None of that shit finna matter. Once the clock hit the final zero on that last game, none of that shit finna matter. Your ass better get on the trail. Fast.
It's gonna be chip time, huh?
Yeah. None of that shit finna matter once the clock hits zero, baby.
Hey, if y'all win or something by luck, then I would hope, you know, by the time the clock, that final gun go off, you know, Jimbo on the phone saying, all right, it's go turn. So I'm calling you back like I told you I was. I told you I was going to hit you up, right?
So you got Bo Fisher making hires from the Gator locker room?
Yeah, he gonna ask to use your fax machine, all that shit. Yeah. I need to. I go buy y'all. Jimbo gonna bring his own ink cartridges. And, hopefully, get that shit done, man.
Just get it done right.
There ain't gonna be nobody office. Whoever McElwain old office, it's Randy Shannon. That office open. Let me get that. Until Chip moving shit in. Let me use this here.
All right. I got an important question, Benji. It's Thanksgiving week right now.
All right.
Do you consider macaroni a true Thanksgiving side?
Hell yeah.
Do I think – I mean, this is a tough one, Josh.
I'll tell you why I don't, but go ahead.
What? Josh, you ain't
I guarantee you, Benji, thinks that. Yeah. I guarantee you, Benji, chicken cheese and his shit.
What the fuck wrong with New Bird, bro?
Kev, you got some racial undertones with that statement?
Yes, there is.
Josh.
He ain't lying.
Kev.
Go ahead.
Josh, my family would ask you to leave if you sat there and talked about, you guys have macaroni on the table?
No, that's not exactly. No, I just mean, like, I feel like true Thanksgiving Day sides are the sides that we eat, like, only on Thanksgiving.
What's a good side?
What?
Like,
stuffing,
what's good
cranberry.
Cranberry.
Terrible.
I had yeah, like cranberry dressing.
I had stovetop stuffing for dinner, like, three nights ago. Right?
Oh, that's only on Thanksgiving, man. I'm just saying, cheese, I eat as a side year-round. So I don't really consider
let me ask
like
you.
Thanks. Yeah, go ahead.
Man, Boston Market catering their Thanksgiving, bro. I'm probably.
Let me get some clarity. Let me get some clarification.
Go ahead.
Are you talking there's macaroni and then there's macaroni with some damn cheese in it? Now, what kind of macaroni are you talking about?
No, I'm talking like the only macaroni and cheese that I'll eat is like the kind that you put in the oven.
Kraft.
It's layered
Kraft,
up.
Mac and cheese and shit.
And you make it in a huge tin. Nah, man.
Josh, you probably only ate macaroni and cheese out the box. You know, no, real.
Josh, you've seen my food videos, Benji.
Hey,
you know
Benji.
I eat well.
Hey, Benji, Josh uses
Josh uses shit with
the powdered cheese.
Josh be roasting dinosaurs and shit. I'd be like, where the fuck did Josh find a goddamn rhinoceros?
Is that a dinosaur? Trinoceros?
I don't know what the fuck. Tyrannosaurus, all that shit. Josh would put that bitch on a skewer so fast. It's like 800 pounds.
All right, Benji, give me your starting five on your Thanksgiving Day plate.
It's in a skewer.
All right. You know, got to have some turkey. Matter of fact, Josh, before I answer that, you know, you talked about what's the – do you think macaroni is like it?
I just don't think I just don't think it's a traditional Thanksgiving Day side.
Josh.
I'm not objecting to it, Benji.
I know you're not. I'm just saying any side that would make your ass have to go to the hospital because your pressure up, Josh, that's a good ass side.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be all that old healthy shit, cranberry and
asparagus.
Know, pecans and asparagus and roasted carrots. No. We need a goddamn doctor in the room, man. stuffing, you know, the dressing. I don't know what y'all call it, dressing, stuffing, cornbread stuffing, preferably, which is my fiance about to, you know, she just showed me what she's going to kill that shit. And then we're going to do some turkey, you know, some ham, you know, mac and cheese. Let me see now. What else? Give me some other. Oh, and so probably some yams. And you know the sweet yams, Josh. See, candy yams is a good black dish. You need high blood pressure.
I was
pressure
about
and you
to say
diabetes.
I need some of that in my life. We don't ever have candy yams.
Hey, you need some greens with a lot of poke.
And some goddamn greens. My bad.
With a lot of poke. Yeah, you can't leave them greens out. So, I'm about to get offended, bro.
We do greens with pork.
This is short. Yeah, but y'all probably eat spinach and shit, Josh.
That's crazy.
Right, turnips. It's kale.
We'll
it's kale.
Hey, y'all eat collard kale. Collard kale.
Hey, who's that little girl giggling in the background? Is that that's Silk.
Yeah,
hey,
that's Kiki. Oh, let me tell y'all what she – I'm going to let Kiki tell y'all what she cooking. I forgot. Hey, Josh, and do not pop up asking for a plate. Hold on, Kiki.
Hey, what? who I'm talking to?
It's Josh. Josh Newberg. Kiki.
Huh?
Kiki, you got mac and cheese on your table?
I got got mac and cheese, ramen noodles, and I'm stuffing my turkey for the first time this year. I'm stuffing the turkey with poking beans. Oh, my bad. Josh. I know you probably pronounce it pork and beans. It's called pork and beans. We don't have no R.
I call it pork, Kiki.
Oh, well, it's pork and beans. Now, if the turkey real big, you can stuff it with pork and beans and weenies. So,
let me know, Josh.
You want Kiki, where do you get the turkey from? Churches?
Churches? I don't go to church.
Good answer.
He always calling me ghetto. Anyway, Josh.
Yeah.
You let me come over your house for Thanksgiving to meet your family. I promise I ain't gonna embarrass you. I'm not. I promise.
Just bring a bottle of wine. You're more than welcome.
Bring a bottle of what?
Nice red.
Bring a bottle of what?
Just bring a nice a bottle of red. Just bring it over.
Just bring some Hennessy, Kiki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I do. I drink that brown. But Josh, you don't want me drinking at your mama's house. I'm gonna go. I don't know how to act.
We got a security guard that can take care of any of that.
Security? Mm-hmm. Y'all got jumper? Mm-hmm.
Security?
What y'all eating at a club?
Yeah.
Josh, I'm ghetto, Josh. I'm ghetto. I'm about your grandma. I'm telling you. I swing on your grandma.
What's the last Thanksgiving Day fight you've been in?
The last Thanksgiving fight? It was last Thanksgiving. Last year, my car got repoed. They repoed my goddamn car at the family house. So I went out there, and I pulled up on their ass. They thought they pulled up on me. I pulled up on their ass.
I bet you did, Kiki. I bet you did.
Then I had to walk all the way home.
Nobody in the house get your ride? What going on?
Fuck no. They don't give a fuck about me.
They're watching football, huh?
Yep.
Oh, man. Who's the matchup this Thursday? We got to get Kiki's picks for Thursday football.
I know we got
Dallas Cowboys.
Who play? Detroit, right?
Yeah, probably. Who's your favorite?
Josh, why are you trying to figure that out?
Huh? TJ's looking. TJ's slow, though. That's why we need an Asian.
Josh, why are you trying to figure that out?
Hey. Go ahead, Kiki.
Josh. Yeah,
I'm here.
I'm too high for this, bro. This shit got me dying.
I'm telling you this right before the holiday, but I'm pregnant, so what are you going to do?
Hey, you better call Kev. I know Kev.
Kevin! Me and Kevin have a baby, he going to come out wearing a turnover chain.
Hey, Kiki, it's Kevin.
We're going to wear our turnover chains for our family pictures, Kevin. So.
Kiki, it's Kev's birthday today.
Yo.
Kiki.
Fall out. That's crazy. Get this girl off the phone.
Kiki did fall out. Good. Hey, well, Kev, are you ready to do your set to open up for Benji? Have you thought about what you're gonna lead with?
You evil motherfucker.
I've been helping Kev write his set, by the way.
Yeah. I was hoping Benji was gonna ghostwrite it.
I'll write something. I'm gonna write good for 5 minutes for you, Kev. I mean, you earned it, huh? You won, baby. It's your time. Your name in lights, Kev.
It's time, dog. I wear a turnover chain on stage.
This is what the commercial's gonna sound like when Kevin's coming to the city. Ladies and gentlemen, you've seen him on absolutely nothing. It is the turnover chain tour. Starring the 561's very own Kevin.
561's there.
I like it.
All right, Benji. Well, listen, man. We got to get a prediction from you, so we know it's going to be an ugly game. But as far as the score goes, who you got? I mean, geez, is Florida State going to win this thing on the road?
They'll win on the road. Give me on the road, Florida State. I would say 23 and Florida 16.
I like that score, actually.
23 to 16.
I think that's going to be the score of the game. That's good.
Hey, Biz, you're going to beat y'all.
7 point. Shut up, Silk. Damn.
Always interrupt.
We're going to beat y'all at. We got at least 3 young mirrors in us left.
Yeah, you're right. Damn, that's what we got. We can't have that shit. Yeah, we got to stop the Hail Mary game.
We throwing that foe, McFlurry. We throwing that foe. That shit's sweet over there, bitch. It's sweet over there, man.
I know it is, man. I just, oh, God, man. Just make it out of this, you know, so I can have a good holiday weekend. That's all I want. Just a good holiday weekend.
All right, Benji. Well, we appreciate you coming on, man, and good luck this weekend.
Anytime.
All right,
appreciate
Benji.
You, man. Thank you, Kev. All right, Phil. All right, Kev.
All right,
hold on, man.
All right, y'all.
Bye, Kiki.
Bye.
Yo, that voice is fucking hilarious, bro. I'm sorry.
Man. All right.
I got a cousin that sounds just like that. I promise you, bro.
Could you imagine if Kiki came to the Newburgh's Thanksgiving?
No, I couldn't. Y'all even got no fucking macaroni and cheese and collard greens.
No, sometimes we do have mac and cheese.
No, Kiki's gonna flip the fucking table if there ain't no mac and cheese on that bitch.
No, we gotta discuss this mac and cheese shit, dog. Mac and cheese, like, what is your size if you don't got mac and
cheese? No. I'm saying sometimes we do have mac and cheese. Like, my uncle makes a really good one, but we don't have it every Thanksgiving, and I don't feel
that shit sound like it's trash.
Traditional dog. Thanksgiving sides, like yams.
No, I'm good, bro.
Your like uncle that makes kind it. Of stuff. The cranberry, me, bro. The stuffing, don't worry.
Don't you have mashed potatoes?
You have mashed potatoes all year.
So it's the same
mashed potatoes is like a filler.
Who the fuck eats mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes is like the glue that holds everything together.
It's really not.
I don't know.
It really is.
It's a dude that made mac and cheese at y'all Thanksgiving. That shit's crazy.
Who we got next? Dude.
We got Josh Prayer coming right up next.
All right, we got our second guest on the show, another comedian, this time on the Gator side, Josh Prey. Josh, what's going on, baby?
Salutations to all my humans and all you haters, and we not vibing FSU at all this week.
Yeah, fuck them, bro. Out the gate, fuck them.
Out the gate.
Florida Sassy University, get them up out of here.
Yeah. Like, fuck Jameis Winston, fuck Jimbo Fisher, I can't say fuck Bobby Bowden, but fuck his hat. Fuck Nate Spear. Fuck Sexton. I wish Chris Ricks was still a quarterback. Fuck all of them.
Well, that's a very hostile way to come on the show, but
let's get it popping.
I apologize. I'm sorry. What's up, guys? I'm glad to be back, man.
Not much. Thank you for following this Gator coaching search. You ready for this Chip Kelly hire to be done or what?
Okay, now, me personally, I know I might upset Gator Nation because y'all know I'm a huge Gator fan. Mm-hmm. Oh, before I even say that, let's get one thing clear to anybody that's listening. Hey, y'all got to support this podcast. But please stop asking me to do a video with Scooter Magruder, okay? It ain't going to happen because I'm the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and he's Carlton. This shit is different. I promise.
I feel you, bro. I feel you. Shout out to Magruder and shit, but I feel you.
A lot of people been saying, you and Scooter Magruder need to get together. It ain't going to have no balance to it. I promise. I'm real project and he's real gated community. But
little cornball brothers. Man, right.
I'm just not sold on Chip Kelly because I don't think the kind of players we have will respond to his kind of coaching.
What does that mean?
Like, Florida's a southern state. That means our state, you talking about Belgrade, Florida, you talking about Miami, you talking about Tampa, you talking about the bottom of Georgia, Louisiana. Chip Kelly likes the, from what I've heard, he likes to rule with, like, iron fist. And I don't know if that's the kind of person we need in charge at Florida.
Exactly what we need.
Coaches, if you think about it, all the successful coaches at Florida, they've kind of been pushovers. Chip Kelly ain't no pushover.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, man. But this is the sunshine-pumping show brought to you by Silk, and there will be no negativity on this show when it comes to Kelly.
Josh never had that type of idea about it anyway. Josh is going to hate on it because he thought it was Dan Mullen, and he's completely wrong. This is the thing, man. I think we have a culture problem at Florida right now, and McElroy was a pushover. And you see, like, you got he went to bat for 81 the whole all season, and 81 was probably the biggest reason all those guys got suspended. We have a culture problem at Florida that needs to be fixed. So I think a disciplinary need to come in, dog. You can't have another pushover come in. There's too many players get suspended yearly. And it's been three different coaches.
I'm going to say this. It's all rumor. Percy Harvin choked the coach. Chico shot up some people at a club. Chris Raymond wanted to.
But that ain't 2017.
None of them shits are rumors, dog.
Yeah, I was gonna say
all that shit could be true, but it's 2017. And that and all those years lead up to where we at now. You know what I'm saying? Like even when
Nick Saban
ain't no
four dudes got caught stopping the car in Alabama. Two of them were football players. Them two players still on that football team. I'ma say that. Like you need coaches that are going to let certain things you could, like
that ain't the same thing though. You could be a coach, you could be a coach's player. You be a player's coach, but still be disciplined. Like if your player get in trouble, they ain't saying throw him to the wolves and kick him out of campus. But Nick Saban's a disciplined coach. He's going to preach that. You can't have no coach that's just cool with everybody, dog. Like it ain't working in Gainesville.
Me personally, that's why we here. I want Frost. Me personally, I want Scott Frost. That's me personally because he's young. He's innovative. He's funky. He ain't really got nothing to lose. He got everything to prove. I feel like Chip Kelly going to be good regardless.
And what coaching style is Frost?
Well, I feel like he's a player's coach because he's young enough to understand what's going on.
I don't think he's a player's coach like that, to be honest with you.
And not only did he play, he competed. Like, he balled at Nebraska. Now, Chip Kelly, I don't even think we're getting Chip Kelly, but that doesn't mean.
Chip Kelly's done deal.
If Chip Kelly does not sign, I'm petitioning to have Josh take over for Silk on the show.
You can go ahead and set it up then. Chip is done.
I think it's all smoke and mirrors. I think Chip Kelly going to UCLA.
Yeah, they got on a flight to fly. UCLA ain't trying to get him. That's not UCLA's guy. It sounds fun on Twitter, but that's not UCLA's guy at all. They can't touch Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly, they going to give Chip Kelly that bag. He going to go out there and win the Pac-12 because his cake is garbage. He going to get the California recruit.
Hey, I'm the tape. I need more tape to rewind, so go ahead. You know, I'm going to tell TJ go get the tape. I'm going to put it on the timeline. That's what I do, baby.
Please keep receipts.
I'm going to keep the receipts, baby. You know that now. We're going to revisit. Chip Kelly by Monday. Chip Kelly by Monday.
Coming, man.
I never expected Josh and Silk to end up arguing the entire segment. But
no. We're not going to argue because you know what? I like to work with T Black.
It's a conversation.
I like T Black on Twitter. I love T Black, man. That's the coolest dude ever, man.
T Black on Twitter? Florida. How do we get to him? Is that Silk's?
Y'all don't follow T Black?
No.
Yeah, I follow him.
I do.
Yeah,
we all follow him.
Bird don't follow nobody.
Bird don't follow nobody on that shit, bro. He followed 10 people. You think he's Jay Z?
Silk and T Black might be the same person, low key.
T Black's bald too.
I don't know about that.
The same person. But
T Black is not bald, bro. Who you looking at, TJ? You think all black people looking like, don't you?
I'm black.
MAGA ass jit. Me and T Black don't look alike. T Black funny, bro. I like his personality. He's a cool cat, bro. On Twitter.
I'm the blackest dude you know. I'm from Immokalee, Florida. I like white women. I got mixed kids. You can't get no blacker than me.
That's controversial, man.
All right, man. So,
hey, Berg, ask him your question about the thing, dog, real quick.
About macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think macaroni and cheese is a traditional Thanksgiving Day side?
Hell yeah. like macaroni and cheese is like water in the house. Like you have macaroni and cheese, you have red velvet cake.
Already,
potato pie, pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin potato, one of them bitches. You gotta have something.
See, I just feel like the traditional Thanksgiving Day sides are the sides that we only eat on Thanksgiving.
What do you only eat on Thanksgiving?
Mac and cheese has to be there.
Okay.
Josh don't cook at their house, bro.
This isn't gonna end well.
They cook one time a year, bro. Cause like we cook macaroni cheese all year, collard greens all year, all that shit get cooked. So
okay, there's nothing that's gonna be on my table on Thursday.
Mac and cheese. I love mac and cheese. I just don't consider it like a traditional Thanksgiving Day side.
I mean, tradition is whatever you do at your house, bro. So
hey, people come to your house and eat on Thanksgiving?
Dude, your mentions are going to be out of control when this airs tomorrow. Like, hey, yeah, it's going to be like the pub sub.
What's going to be on your table, Berg, on Thursday that's not ever on it all year round?
Dressing.
Years not eating in my house.
Dressing is going to be the one thing that's never on it all year
round. Cranberry.
Dressing is like...
Cranberry ain't gonna be on my fucking Thanksgiving table either, dog.
Yeah, but cranberries not gonna be on there on all the sides. Yams, like we have yams on Thanksgiving. We don't eat them outside of that.
But you know what?
Yeah, we have yams like Easter. Father's Day.
We don't have Easter. I don't have
Father's Day.
I don't have Father's Day.
You got a dad, a nigga?
Yams are like right. He said he don't eat yams. Oh my God! Where do you live? Where you from?
No, he said he don't eat. He said he don't got a dad or something. What did he say?
I said I don't eat yams. I said I don't eat yams on Thanksgiving. Like that's a true Thanksgiving Day side.
Bird ain't got a dad. He's the blackest guy on the show now.
you got it. Just dropped being on this phone call. Like I gotta rethink this, like answering the calls now because oh my God.
All right. So how are you making your turkey then, Josh? What are you doing?
And Silk Mike can relate, but we cooking duck. We cook duck down here.
Ain't duck. No duck at my house, bro. I'll be honest with you.
Y'all don't cook duck? We don't do turkey at my house. My mama house, we do duck, we do ham. And we do barbecue chicken, we do baked chicken. So it's going to be a lot of chicken.
And macaroni.
And macaroni, of course. I don't eat macaroni. Like, who the hell don't eat macaroni?
I don't know, but we're starting a new tradition at the Newbergs. Macaroni is now a Thanksgiving Day tradition.
There is a tradition. Like, you got to have mac and cheese.
I understand.
Depending on who cooks it.
Yeah.
His uncle cooks it, though. That's another problem, though. Oh, yeah. It's out the box and his uncle warms it up.
We don't fuck with the box.
Yeah, it can't be out of the box. You got to home make it. It got to be so cheesy that it give you heartache just putting the shit on the plate.
That's what
you got to regret it.
That's what Benji said.
How do y'all cook your duck? Like, you fry it, or what are you doing to your duck?
Nah, we bake the duck like we bake a turkey, man. You got to understand, duck is cheaper than turkey. And where I'm from, we was poor, so we had to do the duck instead of the turkey.
Okay.
You got to get in.
See, I didn't know when to even go buy no duck before. I thought duck was just more expensive. I thought you was on some baller shit right now. But the duck cheaper? Nah.
Bruh, eat like listen. Go try to cut a duck.
Do it taste like chicken?
Eating a duck is like eating shoe screens.
What the fuck y'all got that? Y'all need some money?
turkeys are I was at the store today.
My dog giving up free turkeys, bro. I see you mine, bro.
Since I start making people laugh a little bit, we okay now. We don't need money this year. It's been a good year.
I was going to invite you to the Newbergs. Just bring the mac and cheese.
Nah, we good this year.
Okay.
I feel you, dog. All right, man, so what's the scope for Saturday, dog? What you got going?
I just
want
to say this. So listen, I just got to say this. Like, all the other stuff don't matter. Florida State, they going to a bowl game. We got to do something. We got to knock somebody out the bowl season. We got to do something. So I'm looking at Florida, and I'm saying 31-17 Florida Gators.
Let's fuck them up, bro. Yeah, we ain't even finna bullshit with them. Let's just fuck them all the way up, dog. Get their ass on up out of here.
31-17, Florida Gators, and Chip Kelly ain't coming. Randy Shannon gonna be our new coach.
Hey, what the hell wrong with you? Get Prey up off here, bro. I gotta roll up again? No, dog. This is Randy Shannon. Right. Now, I don't even know if I want Randy coach with just my linebackers next year. You talking about the whole shit. Hold on, I'm a goddamn rolling tree.
Randy Stanley for head coach, man. We need change.
Hey, Josh, before we let you go, man, I got a question. We made a bet where you were going to post our Griffey interview on Facebook. Whoa, did you ever run that on Facebook? Time. You know sassy I keep
okay, it. Now I'm glad time. We're on the podcast and people are going to be able to hear this.
Well, you might get sass, bro.
I said for a month, I would post whatever y'all want me to post for a month on my Facebook. Oh, shout out to all my country music listeners. My followers went up, 75,000 followers on Facebook.
You know we don't have any country music listeners on this podcast.
Well, shit, he know he's a Gator fan.
TJ listens to it every once.
That video was hilarious. My wife and I watched that dying.
Listen, I'm at 375,000 followers on Facebook. So if you guys can send me a proper link, just inbox it to me. I'll copy it, and I'll put it on my Facebook every time y'all tell me to do it. I promise.
Hey, TJ. Produce, nigga. Produce, bro.
All right, Josh, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. We just wanted to get some clarification on that. Kev was getting worried.
Listen, we didn't want shit.
I'm a man of my word, man. I have absolutely no problem doing it, and I'm in a couple Gator forums on Facebook. I got a big Gator fan following over there, so I'll hold you guys down. There's no problem.
All right, man. That's awesome.
TJ,
thank you, Josh.
All right, Josh.
We'll have you back on after Chip Kelly gets hired.
Happy Thanksgiving, bro.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. If y'all want some duck, holler at your boy.
No, I don't like
you. Didn't make that shit sound too appealing, bro.
Yeah, it's called shoestring. Shit.
Might as well just say you boiled it.
Hey, just eat the chitlins, dog. Boil the duck. Where do we go from here?
I don't know.
I don't know where this shit going, man.
I might have to change my @handle on Twitter after that mac and cheese take. Like, I just know this is not going to.
I understand why y'all don't eat mac and cheese. Though. It's a dude making y'all mac and cheese.
Make it. So I'm not saying we don't make it. I'm just saying I don't feel like it's a traditional side.
Well, what you did, Berg, is
y'all already doing non-traditional shit. It's a dude making the mac and cheese.
Yeah, and you just fucked up your pub sub takes because now they're going to go back to this macaroni and cheese shit and
no
say,
cream.
Dog, see, you can't listen to this motherfucker when he talks about
no cream,
you're fucked up now, dog.
You like Terrence Huey on Twitter with the Sunny barbecue sandwiches and shit, bro. Yeah.
Best barbecue ever. See the one that you guys clown that always says it's like legendary barbecue and it's like.
Yeah, it's fucking Sonny's ham sandwich and shit.
What the fuck's wrong with people?
It's just got Texas toast and crinkle fries, dog. And it makes most of shit on there.
Make that shit at the crib, man.
It's just disgusting, bro. I'm fucking. I'll slap the shit out of somebody to bring Sonny's to my house, dog. Bitch, get that shit out of here. I'll make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Oh, dry ass ribs.
He gets the turkey sandwich from there too. He doesn't even get barbecue. Like, he just gets a plain turkey sandwich.
That shit is not even a sandwich. That's just a sandwich. It's
terrible.
I mean, I haven't been to Sonny's in years. Is the sweet tea even good there?
No, the bread on his shit had finger marks in it. Like,
What's TJ? We got some shitty callers waiting for us. Yeah, all right, let's do that.
Try, baby.
Don't be hanging up on people today, dog.
I have never hung up on somebody in my life.
Be respectful.
I am. It's the holidays. Yo, it's the big three roll up. It's Kev's birthday. Wish him happy birthday and tell him what you got him for a present.
I got you tickets to the ACC championship game, which I know you won't go to.
Nice of you. Kev quit going to football games this year.
Yeah, they changed his life.
Yeah, but seriously, Kev, you going or no?
Hell no.
No.
Come on, Kev.
Kev's big time. This podcast changed him.
First time you've been there. That's history shit, Kev.
I don't know how this shit started, the Kev don't go to game shit. I haven't missed a game in like 4 years, dog. I fucking had shit this year.
Podcast changed you.
Yeah, now he's too big for games. Mm-hmm. Shit's crazy.
Bro, y'all are crazy.
So I don't think he's going to go, bro. Hey, just sell the tickets, dog, because he had a ticket for me and gave that bitch away, bro. So I know he ain't going to the free shit, bro.
Sad, but...
Hey, Kev, it's all right, because we all know Berg ain't going anymore either.
Going where?
You're not going to FSU games.
Oh, I don't go to...
I'm at home at this point.
I don't go to FSU games. No.
Exactly. That's why you shouldn't talk any shit.
Hey, so what's your top five Thanksgiving sides, bro?
Five dude, is too much, bro. Just give him three, bro. Three?
What's your Cuban? Plantains, plantains, and plantains.
Oh, that's racist as fuck.
It is racist as fuck. And actually, my favorite is this thing. It's like a hash brown casserole. It's the greatest shit ever.
Are you Jewish?
Nope. I'm Cuban as fuck.
You guys have latkes at your Thanksgiving?
It's all hell like birds Thanksgiving.
Hey, y'all roasting a pig?
Is it you with applesauce?
Nah, we do the deep fried turkey for Thanksgiving. Roast the pig.
My man. Nah, hey, how many times a year you eat turkey, bro?
Once at Thanksgiving and once at a tailgate.
Okay.
Yeah, Berg only eats it one time a year, bro.
Yeah, well, Berg ain't too right in the head.
You know that shit.
You know, I think the phones are on the fritz. Are you guys?
We need the other two sides. We need the other two sides.
The phone. Okay, hurry up.
You got to have two sides, bro. Plantains.
So Berg was right. Go ahead.
Can't be racist now that he said it.
It's just,
you know what? I'm fine. Corn on the cob. I like my corn.
Corn on the cob? That's bro, you like white. Corn, you're like white Cuban and Jewish, bro. Like you like a weird mixture going on.
I'm the worst Cuban ever, man. I'm the worst Cuban. My Spanish is terrible. I hate rice and beans. I'm the worst Cuban ever, man.
You live in Miami?
Yeah, I live in Miami.
Well, you must stay in North Miami somewhere. Nowhere near Dro. You ain't know where New Jero is. I think Dro on like Miami Island, right by Cuba.
Hey, this could be Dro's translator.
He definitely could. He said he don't know Spanish though. So how the fuck he gonna do with Dro?
Yeah, I can't translate for shit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right, man. Who are you rooting for this weekend?
Well, I mean, we gotta take care of business on Friday, but then on Saturday, I'm just gonna enjoy the whole area of fight for who gets to go home for Christmas for
TJ.
FSU US.
Hey, what about the Iron Bowl, dog? Who you rooting for that? Who you wanna win that?
Phone's got on the fritz, Kev. I don't know what happened to him.
Just get him out of here, bro. He got too disrespectful. Yeah.
He was right.
He got a weird-ass Thanksgiving plate. I tell you that shit.
I never had corn on the cob at Thanksgiving.
He got corn on the cob. He got the Jewish potato shit that Josh was talking about. And he got plantain. What the fuck going on? What kind of plate is that, bro?
Do y'all do casseroles at all or no?
You like green bean casserole.
We don't really do casseroles.
It is white
at all.
But we do green bean casserole.
It's white as fuck.
We also do sweet potato casserole. It's elite.
Bethany's side, yeah. My mom's side now, she makes sweet potato casserole. That's some like Southern Georgia shit, bro.
Stuff's good.
I like the Brussels. The Brussels sprouts probably hit my top five for sure.
Brussels sprouts.
You are fucking. I think you're trolling, dog.
Brussels sprouts, you're crazy.
He full of shit, bro.
It's a big three. Roll up.
Thanksgiving shit, man. And it's Kev's birthday. What's popping, man? What you got, my dog, for his birthday?
Hey, man. Happy birthday, Kev.
Appreciate you. Tennessee.
Man, you know, how many shots you done took?
Nah, dog, quit drinking, bro.
I quit drinking after it's the holidays.
Kev turned 38 and sobered up.
What's happening?
So what's up, man? Where are you doing Thanksgiving at?
Thanksgiving? I'm probably going to do it at my people's crib. Have a little something not too big.
Probably you guys do duck or turkey?
You talking about duck or turkey? Definitely turkey. Definitely turk dog.
You frying it? What are you doing to it?
Nah, put it in the oven.
That's baking.
You asking me, but I don't be in the kitchen.
Hey, dog.
Hey, well, quick question, bro. Hey, any of your uncles make the macaroni and cheese at all?
God damn it.
Nah, man. It's definitely the auntie with the shoulder, man.
I'm trying to tell you. Bird uncle make the macaroni and cheese at their house, bro.
It's really good.
You make it on top of the stove?
In the oven. Baking it.
Three cheese?
Three cheese, some cream in there, the breadcrumbs on top.
Dude making that shit, man. It's a dude in there.
Breadcrumbs on top.
Did you wear an apron, though?
He probably does.
No, just a turnover chain. I got to get a turnover chain apron.
That'd be dope as fuck.
Can we do that for the big three grow up? Can we make aprons with turnover chains?
I'd wear that shit grilling, bitch. I'd wear that shit with something else under it.
Now you ain't making fun of it. Right there. So, yeah. You're calling from an 850 number. How's your season going, man?
Man, look, I stopped watching football. I love doing other things this season, you know what I'm saying? It's boy, so hard because I'm a passionate
fan. I got you reading books this season, huh?
Yeah, I'm picking up books and drinking wine this season. I'm turning 27, you know what I'm saying? Gotta holler at these aunties out here.
Hey, man, use them good hairline years wisely, dog. Don't be out here drinking wine doing old people shit, bro. You got the rest of your life to do that shit. Go do some real drugs.
I get up on my craft beers. You know what I'm saying? My victory beers. I love them.
No, you need to do some drugs, bro.
But this is a drug season right here, man. I feel like a Florida Gator fan the past few years.
Yeah, it's so curly.
Hey, how you hang up on this shit? How you hang up?
I feel like my pop the past few years, man.
There you go. Hey, so give us a score prediction before we let you go.
Man, we're going to win by 13.
Talk
that
shit.
Defense, just like the first game of the season, like that defense ain't disappear. Like that defense is still there, but whenever the quarterback went down. Of course, them boys' head went down, but of course, Jimbo, you know what I'm saying? He eventually got to them boys. Like, you're still playing for something. You're still playing for the bowl. So, you know, eventually they got their head around. So they flying around. We played that little cupcake game. So now hopefully we can go over there and scrub Florida. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, the scrub bowl.
Don't handle no business, man. All right. Well, have a good week and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Hey, y'all too, man.
All right, appreciate
it. Put something in the air.
See, the phones, TJ, we got to check these phones because it seems like they never mess up when a Florida State caller calls in.
I think it has to do with the area code. Like when it's 850, it gets along with it better.
Yeah, those 850 calls never seem to drop. It's weird.
And they're always the trashiest calls. That's weird as fuck.
Yo, it's a big three roll up. How you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
What up?
It's Kev's birthday, man. Wish Kev a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kev.
Thanks, say it like you mean it.
No, that's good, bro. That's good. Yo, what's up, Matt? Yeah, that's good.
I know you're having a good birthday. His team undefeated. That's what you're mad about.
Every day is a good day, bro, when you're undefeated.
I see. Hey, Bird, I got a question for you, bro.
What?
Any Capri suggestions?
Hey, remember last time I asked you when Miami was about to play FSU? I wanted your prediction.
No, I don't remember.
You hung up on me, bro.
I do. I do. What did I say exactly?
Something about there was going.
Oh, shit. Phone drop.
You hung up on the dog? Why you did that shit, bro?
I think we lost them. TJ, we got to get these phones fixed. Yeah, I'll check. No. We're trying to focus on current stuff like Thanksgiving on this show. We're not trying to bring up old shit. We're trying to celebrate Kev's birthday. It's a celebration of life today. We don't have time to talk about old shit.
Who was that you just hung up on, bro?
I'm not sure. He'll call back, though.
Some Miami fan, bro. Bird fucked up, dog. Man trying to ask you a legit question, dog.
That was a Miami fan?
Yeah, it was a Miami fan, bro.
I don't think it was. Couldn't have been. He didn't have that. He didn't have a whole lot of energy. Must have been an FSU fan. Yo.
Big three roll up, baby. What's going on, man? Thanksgiving shit going down. Kale birthday. We chilling.
This is the same guy that Bird just fucking hung up.
Oh, excuse me.
Ask your questions, bro.
I think we had a technical difficulty. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, Bird ain't shit, bro.
No, we're trying to take away his
bro. All he know how to do is hang up, huh?
That's all the fuck he good at on the show, bro.
Yeah, he makes all the good for. Damn. Damn, fuck going on. All you know how to do. Damn.
I feel you, bro.
Man, before you get hung up on again, what's your question?
Nah, I ain't got no question, man. I'm just trying to
I want to talk to Silk, man. I'm trying to get this, get the point, man. Though? When Chip, when this thing getting official, man?
It'd be official Sunday, Monday, bro.
Okay.
Just hold on tight.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that.
Who you rooting for, bro?
I'm a Gator fan, bro.
Oh, you're a Gator fan? What's going on, dog? You make sure to tell me. Yeah, Chip going to be official by Sunday, Monday, the latest, dog. We got to let the season get over with, you know what I'm saying? But Chip, our guy. There's going to be a lot of clickbait out there. Don't click on that shit. I'm going to hate on the boys right now. Don't click on none of that shit. Chip, the guy.
All right, that's what I like to hear then.
If I'm wrong, don't ask me.
Y'all gonna be at the game or what?
I'm trying to pull up, man. I gotta see, you know what I'm saying, what these tickets looking like. Well, I'm with family up there this weekend, man, Thanksgiving, so I gotta accommodate some other people as well. So if I get the fam accommodated, I'm there. So I'm just figuring all that out now.
All right, well, I hit you in the DM, bro. We got a link.
For sure, man. For sure. Hold
up. I need my Big Three Roll Up shirt, TJ. DM like 3-4 times. I still ain't get it.
TJ, what you doing, bro? Goddamn.
This ain't a charity.
Baby. We got a link. Murdoch. What's up?
Oh, we got a link where you can buy them at.
Yeah, I bought it and I ain't get it.
Oh, shit.
What was the man saying? Madoff? Shit, the man need a shirt.
Oh, I threw it away. Sorry, it was a Gator shirt. It was a UF one. I threw it away.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, dog. We'll figure it out.
DM, make sure you're straight, bro.
Yeah, we're gonna make sure.
Right. DM Karen and she'll get it figured out for you. Appreciate it.
That nigga DM Karen.
With that, that Rachel shit. Nah, I'm good, bro. All
right, man. Have a good Thanksgiving.
She what? Anthrax and shit. Dog.
I appreciate y'all, bro.
All right, man. I appreciate you too.
She's gonna be mad as hell when she hears us tomorrow.
Karen doesn't listen to the drug cast.
That's a lie.
Shit. She should be running her own drug cast.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Perky's calling.
I had no idea she was a goddamn Future fan all this time.
What are y'all talking about?
When Ferrelli made that edit.
That shit was great.
Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
Hey, I got to go take a piss. Y'all take a call.
Ferrelli found fucking all her old drug tweets, dog. It was like tweeting one day.
About
I think he was
what,
working.
Though? What kind of drug tweets?
From Karen. She I got like a bunch of tweets about Percocet, doing Percocet and shit. Dog, you missed that day. That shit was great, dog. The nigga Ferrelli had me like on the ground at work crying laughing at that shit, bro. This Dro made this tweet, like, this bitch tweet like she Future, and I was fucking dying. She had like 30 different drug tweets, bro. It was like, it wasn't just Percocet either. She had several different ones. Xanax, yeah, she was wilding up. All right, fellas. Another Big Three roll up, man. How y'all feeling? Y'all straight?
I'm exhausted. My,
I'm a little tired,
my mentions are going to be in shambles after this one. I might have made a mistake.
No, you made a fucking bunch of them, dog. You made one glaring one.
So what'd you learn today, Kev?
Well, that if I'm going to have a food take that I want to be taken seriously, I can't get on board with any of your food takes.
I have elite food takes, but Silk, what'd you learn?
I learned that Boston Market caters your Thanksgiving.
You're crazy. And I learned that, that Josh Prey doesn't eat turkey on Thanksgiving. He eats duck that tastes like shoelaces.
Dog, I hope nobody else is ever that poor, dog. They have to eat a duck and not a turkey.
Well, dog,
turkey's not expensive.
It's really it's just like 89 cents a pound, dog.
Yeah.
I got like a 15-pound turkey for like 13 bucks.
They must be catching ducks outside the lake or something, right out back.
You think it's some little ugly motherfuckers that's on the
I bet it is. I think
not. Nah, I can't be shits with a red thing on the face.
Yeah. The shit the acne ducks.
Yeah, that's ducks. All
right, man. Big Three roll up, baby. We out here.
We are out here. Look! Look! I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, dog. Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat. Beans, creams,
greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, raw, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, raw, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, beans, greens, beans, 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 greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken.